This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I gotta tell you, in Vegas, you know, things are starting to, you know, calm down a little bit. People were really nice on the road. In fact, they were so nice that, you know, I mean, the traffic was kind of backed up, right, because people were driving slower and they were being nicer to people and letting people in, and that's good. It just, I almost got to the studio late, so I apologize if I still sound out of breath, but it was so nice. Everybody who needed to let me in, people were just so, it blows your mind when you know, Bostonians understand, you know, New Yorkers understand, you know, when something tragic happens to you in a city like this, it's amazing how, you know, people are coming to each other's aid. The doctors, the nurses, the staff at the hospital, the first responders, people donating blood. It's been amazing. Now, one of our Facebook listeners wrote, wants to be anonymous. He goes, I'm angry. No one of my friends were hurt, but I'm so mad. I'm mad at the government, the hotel, the politics going back. I'm thinking he's talking about the hotel that where the shooter was at. The politics going back and forth. Because I'm angry at everyone because the shooter is dead. I wish he didn't kill himself, but let us give him the death penalty. How do we address the anger? And so, you know, a lot of us, when we go through the grieving process, you know, we first go in denial, going, no, that couldn't happen. No, you know, and then we get, you know, sad, and, you know, then we get angry, and there's a whole variety of levels when it comes to guilt, but anger is definitely a big one. And, you know, with the anger, you know, I have it too. I mean, I didn't realize that I was going to, you know, actually have anger in all this. I mean, it was, you know, in addition to anger at the shooter and, you know, angry at the world for being the way it is, that doesn't seem to always cut it. We start to get angry at targets. Or I don't want to use the word targets, but at, or we target our anger at people that we actually can. We, you know, when we go through this whole guilt and everything that we're going through, or let's say we're mad at, you know, our marriage or our job or whatever, we get mad at the whole situation, and that's not satisfying enough. It's not. And so what we need to do is we need to find something that we could channel our anger towards. Now, that's what I think a lot of people are going through. And I actually caught myself doing that. I was online, and a lot of, you know, we had just had Nevada Blood Donation Day just a few weeks ago, and National Blood Donation Week, and 42 governors united. It was amazing. Had some issues with some of the other states, more in terms of paperwork as opposed to, and, you know, the governors being able to sign, and, you know, as opposed to them not wanting to be a part of it. I'm sure all states would have wanted to be a part of it. But I had seen online, you know, some reporters say, gosh, we need blood. And but it was not a, okay, we're calling for blood. It was almost like, you know, kind of going after, you know, some of the politicians or whatever that, it, you know, in terms of lack of preparedness. And I decided to look up some of those reporters who I had, you know, reached out to in multiple states to go, you know, did they, you know, cover when their governor made a blood donation day, just a few weeks ago, just a couple weeks ago, you know, and they didn't. And, you know, I actually got mad, and I'm like, you know, I'm not saying if, you know, the media had covered, let's say, in New Jersey, you know, New Jersey Blood Donation Day or whatever, we would have enough blood, you know, to be shipped to Las Vegas. I'm not saying that. But when you see people go, you know, gosh, we need to prepare, now we have blood shortages, whatever, we just a few weeks ago were trying to do just that. We were trying to do just that to make sure that we had plenty of supply, even if we didn't need it, even if we have to throw the blood out, try to have enough. And I got mad. And I did. I just got angry. Now, I decided to channel that anger into, well, you know what? Let me thank those who actually did, you know, bust their butts and try to collect the blood a few weeks ago. And so, you know, I sent a message out to a bunch of news sources saying, you know, thank you for covering, you know, whatever. But there were some, you know, news sources that, you know, blew me off, blew, you know, what the governor did off, other governors, and I was furious. Yeah, and I'm not saying that would have really, you know, saved all the hospitals and we would have been, but, you know, I'm like, I was frustrated. And so, you know, nothing I would really want to spend time being mad about. You know, I could channel different emotions. But, you know, we're all, the reason I bring that up is, you know, whenever anything tragic happens, you will get mad. When my dad died, my family was mad at his doctor. You know, one even suggested to sue the doctor. And I go, why would you sue the doctor? You know, Dad. Dad didn't do anything the doctor told him to. Don't start suing doctors. People get mad. And it's a very, very common, natural, it's a very, very common, process that we go through psychologically whenever something bad happens, or, you know, we deal with a death, or we deal with something very emotional. And so, you know, one of the reasons why we have such a push for people to donate blood, one is we need the blood, you know, wherever you guys live, St. Louis, you know, Seattle, Tacoma, San Francisco, New Orleans, wherever you guys are, Houston, Dallas, okay, we need blood. And still, we're still, you know, having issues with people from the Hurricane Harvey and Irma and Maria that can't donate blood as a result of those. So, you know, but the other is, you know, give people something to do. When you get mad, when you feel helpless, when you see people in pain, people dying, people paralyzed, I'm hearing there's a lady right now waiting for her surgery. She has a bullet in her spine, and she's paralyzed right now. Young girl. I mean, when you hear these stories, you're like, okay, I gotta do something. And being mad and we'll talk about a real idiot. This person gets idiot of the year. We're gonna talk about that when we get back. But, you know, when you have so much anger and you don't know what to do, just do something charitable. And it'll really channel it and help you deal with it better. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when we look at the stages of grief, you got denial. No, there's no way that happened. Then you got anger, you know. Then you start to bargain. Oh, if I could get them back, if I could, you know, if I could just, you know, turn back the clock. Then you go through depression. And then your final stage is acceptance. We've talked about the stages of grief and where you finally accept, okay, you know, this happened, and yeah, but it takes a while to get there. Well, nowhere in the stages of grief is stupid. We never see stupid in the stages of grief. You're not supposed to be stupid. Unfortunately, we are having a slew of stupid. And I'm sure you guys heard this story. A lawyer who worked at CBS and doesn't work there any longer, Haley Geftman Gold, has been fired because she wrote that she wasn't sympathetic for the victims of the most deadly mass shooting that we've seen in U.S. history. And you know, trust me, we've had bad ones. We've had Sandy Hook, Columbine, Fort Hood. I mean, we've had a lot of shootings, but as the death toll is now 59 and rising, more than 500, I believe, 70 people injured, it's being called now one of the deadliest mass shootings. And this 41-year-old attorney, from what I understand, I'm not sure what type of attorney, she was, I guess, vice president and senior counsel at CBS, took to Facebook. And she wrote, she's, quote, not even sympathetic to those killed or wounded because country music fans are often Republican. Now, when I heard that, and I'm sure many people did, and I'm sure even, you know, Democrats and liberals, I think everybody kind of gasped. And this is where you go, all right, whoa, 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 whoa. What the hell are we doing in our political culture right now? If you, depending on your political affiliation, turn from a human being to an evil witch, I got to be very, very careful with what I say. And this Haley Geftman Gold said, let me see, what do we have here? If they wouldn't do anything when children were murdered, I have no hope that the Repugs will never do the right thing. I'm actually not even sympathetic because country music fans often are Republican gun toters. And you see pictures of people lying in the street, bloody, etc. I'm reading this from Daily Mail. And, when you hear something like this happen, you just... not only, you know, the shooting and people dying, but when a fellow American, somebody you share this soil with, goes so public to say she doesn't give a damn, this is our fault. It's our fault she's so stupid. Now, okay, this lady, I think she sent an apology. So Haley Geftman Gold said, earlier today, I posted an indefensible post in a Facebook discussion thread concerning the tragic Las Vegas shooting, a statement I sincerely regret. Well, yeah, you do, because you lost your job. She goes, I am deeply sorry for diminishing the significance of every life affected by Stephen Paddock's terrorism last night and for the pain my words have inflicted on the loved ones of the victims. Oh, now you think about that. My shameful comments do not reflect the beliefs of my former employer, colleagues, family, and friends, nor do they reflect my actual beliefs. This senseless violence warrants the deepest empathy. I understand and accept all consequences that my words have incurred. Now, the reason why everybody is, you know, getting all upset with this quote or tweet is because, you know, the gunman died. The gunman's dead. He shot himself before the police could get there. But here we have this Haley Geftman Gold lawyer who did something stupid, and we could all channel our anger to her. And you know what? Good. Let's just right now on air verbally channel all our anger to her. No. Okay, we need to. Okay. Look, we're going to be angry. We're still in the anger stage. All right? She's angry. All right? She's going through probably the stages of loss. And so her anger, she's, you know, projecting towards a political party. A lot of people are. You know, she's not the only one. She was stupid enough to post something like that, but she's not the only one thinking that. There's a bunch of people thinking that. It's sad to think, to comprehend that we have idiots out there. But you know what I want to emphasize here is we need to stop, take a step back, and you know before we start going back and forth with gun control and going back and forth. Which, by the way, his guns were, I guess, illegal. I don't know how he got those. And you know, but before we go back and forth with that, and there will be discussions. I mean, we do not want people running around with these assault rifles shooting our fellow Americans. Okay, so I'm sure both sides want something done. Right, the degree to which that's going to be done, and while still preserving our constitutional rights, that's for the politicians to decide. But where we need to take a step back is, are Democrats out there really hating people that aren't Democrat to the degree that they have no sympathy when they see a young lady or gentleman covered in blood lying on the street? And same thing with that. I mean, do we have, you know, is there even one Republican out there where if something happened to somebody who wasn't Republican, whether they were Democrat or whatever, would they really have no sympathy when they see somebody, you know, dead on the street? Now, we're human beings. Nothing should take that away. Our government shouldn't take that away. Our political beliefs shouldn't take that away. Our religion shouldn't take that away. If you see a dead body or you hear that somebody was killed, as a human being, your first emotion should be sadness. Even if you go through the stages of grief and get angry, you still should, looking at a victim as a human being, instinctively be empathetic. And if we have a political culture where, you know, the Democratic, you know, somebody who's Democrat hates Republicans so much and then starts to extrapolate that to country music, such that if somebody goes to a country music fair, they're going to have no empathy if somebody dies. What are we doing wrong here on both sides of the aisle? Politics shouldn't be that heated where you almost wish the death or you don't care about the death of somebody on the other side. We're Americans first. I don't want anybody to die. I don't want to see a Republican die, a Democrat die, an Independent die. I don't want to see anybody die. And if anybody does get killed, I feel bad for all of them. But we are getting so divided. We are getting so angry that, you know, I understand she apologized, and maybe she really, really does feel bad, and she was just making a stupid comment and, you know, was in the thick of her anger, and, you know, maybe she really, really does feel bad. All right, you know, well you know, okay, good. That's great. But I'm betting that there's other people out there that know they don't. And that's sick. We need to take it down a notch when it comes to politics. All right, fine. You like Obamacare? I think Obamacare sucks. Leave it at that. Do we really want each other dead? Are we really not going to be sympathetic if we see somebody mangled up? Now, okay, look, I'm at an advantage. I'm a doctor. So when I was an ER doc, when I had somebody walk in with swastikas on his chest, yeah, I took care of him. And I didn't think twice. Did I think the guy was a complete beep, beep, beep? Yeah, I did, because he was a Nazi, but I'm still going to take care of him. Took care of him, and he lived. Okay? No matter what your political beliefs, no matter what, you know, who you are and what you stand for, you come into an ER, I got to take care of you. I'm a doctor, and it's because I took an oath and a vow that I would help another human being. And so I just beg everybody out there, no matter how Democrat you are or Republican or Independent or how entrenched you are in your political beliefs, if you ever start to find yourself go, oh, well, you know, he was a Democrat or he was a Republican or whatever, just stop yourself and go, whoa, get that. What am I doing here? And remember, I told you guys, these Democrats and Republicans in Congress, they have lunch together. They hang out together. They're buddies. This is all a show. Politics is a show. You know how many Democrats thought Obamacare sucked and the ACA was the crappiest bill ever? But they're like, oh, you know, I got to vote with I got to vote with the party. I got to. It's a show. It's fake. So don't think it's real and lose your humanity in the process. 1-877-DOT-SELLY. Oh, stop the
to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that, again, do want to help, and we're going to get to the medical news in just a second here, if you can donate blood, please go to your nearest American Red Cross United Blood Services or blood bank. I have information on my website or on my Facebook and Twitter. We are also asking for you to sign a petition to ask Donald Trump to help proclaim a National Blood Donation Week. With this, all you need is a name and an email. You don't have to give any private information like Social Security, nothing like that. And it will really, really help. And you know, even if you can't donate blood, the fact that you're showing support for something like this will help save lives. So anything you could do, we really, really appreciate it. And you know what? It's about your health and prevention. And so you guys know I'm a huge fan of Lifeline screening. And for those of you that, you know, are noticing, gosh, you know, we're going to be coming up on the holidays and, you know, I haven't really, you know, done a lot for my health. I have a high deductible, so I haven't gone to the doctor and I'm afraid to go to the doctor. Lifeline screening offers inexpensive packages that will look at a variety of things. It looks at your heart and atrial fibrillation and aortic aneurysms and peripheral vascular disease, stroke risk, looking at your carotid arteries. There is so much that Lifeline screening does, including osteoporosis, that I want you guys to please check it out. The package is starting at about $149, saves you over 50%, much more affordable than going through your high deductible insurance plan, and they will give you the results to bring to your doctor. So they're personalized. Also, it tells you what your risk factors are. So please call Lifeline screening at 888-815-LIFE to schedule an appointment today. That's 888-815-LIFE or 888-815-5433. It's about prevention. Speaking about prevention, it's a shame this didn't get caught. Doctors in Australia suspected that a woman had a type of cancer called lymphoma, but they were stunned when they put her enlarged lymph node under a microscope and instead found black tattoo pigment from 15 years ago, which her immune system was reacting to. They reported this case in the Journals of Annals of Internal Medicine, and I guess this was a 30-year-old woman that had small lumps under her arms. They had been there for about 2 weeks, and the body scan showed even more enlarged lymph nodes in her chest. So when we see something like this, we're like, oh my gosh, you know, we are looking at possible lymphoma. And I recommend that you guys do look under your arms, and if you can't find your lymph nodes, email me and I'll post a good diagram of where you could find your lymph nodes, or, you know, go to your medical provider and let them look at your lymph nodes. They know where they are, and they'll show you where they are. But luckily for this woman, all right, it might not have been lymphoma, but it might have been because of her tattoo and that tattoo ink. She said her lymph nodes were inflamed because of reaction of the tattoo ink, and thank God, not cancer. Doctors removed the lymph node, and I'm looking at the lymph node, and it's black. Now, lymph nodes are usually pink. They're kind of cute. They're kind of round. They kind of look like kidney beans a little bit. And instead of looking like that, they were enlarged, and they were black. So my guess is these immune cells were loaded with black pigment. She had a 15-year-old tattoo covering her back, and then there were smaller, more recent ones that she got after that. She said the skin has its own immune cells that are always surveilling the skin. This is according to Dr. Bill Stebbins, Director of Cosmetology and Dermatology at Vanderbilt. Once these immune cells found the tattoo pigment, which was foreign, they ingested it, traveled from the skin to the lymph nodes over a period of years. And the pigment is too large for these cells to eat and digest, which is why they're still there years later. Now, why would she have a reaction 15 years after that tattoo? We don't know, but what we do know is tattoo ink does migrate. We don't know at what rate and at what year it decides to migrate, but we, you know, remember a study 2 weeks ago came out with that. And she said that she noted that her tattoos would occasionally itch, but only for a few days each month. That's kind of an inflammatory response. And so they said they've never seen anything like it, but I wouldn't be surprised. Now, sometimes people would have swollen pigment and lymph nodes that people think are melanoma. And melanoma is a form of skin cancer. And there's a lot of you guys with body art, and I mean, I don't blame you. Body art is gorgeous, but a big problem with that is it could cover up if you have a skin change. Now, those of you that really keep an eye on your art, you'll be like, no, I can tell. I can tell if my skin's turning a little red or purple or getting flaky. That's good. But who's watching your back? Literally, who is looking at the back? Doing mole patrol, watching the skin on your back. And a lot of people get backside tattoos. Oh, doctor, no, I can take a mirror, and I can look at my tushy, and I got, you know, in the small of my back, I got, you know, a nice tattoo, and I could get, no. It's not good enough. So for those of you that do have tattoos, I still recommend skin cancer screens, and you being very, very thorough. And any of you that do feel lumps or bumps, and have a tattoo, don't blow it off. You could still have lymphoma. I mean, there could still be a cancer. Cancer will spread to the lymph nodes. That's why, you know, axillary under the arm lymph nodes, when it comes to females, you know, or even males, we're like, uh-oh, is that breast cancer? You know, so, you know, we panic when we feel lumps or bumps. Not for any of you guys to panic, but if you do ever feel a lump or bump, let them check it out. Hopefully it turns out to be, you know, something that might be more, you know, tattoo related, but they're not going to be able to tell you until they biopsy it. Apparently, 4 in 10 millennials now have tattoos, according to a Pew Research Center report. Among Generation X, slightly fewer have tattoos, 32%, which is my generation. For baby boomers, the number drops to 15%, which is kind of interesting because a lot of baby boomers were in Vietnam. And so a lot of, you know, but girls are getting tattoos. Generation, in my generation, a lot of girls are getting things on their ankle, to get a little one under their ear. I'm like, man, I don't want to get a tattoo. It's going to hurt. What if I don't like the picture anymore? So there are complications. Just be careful. All right. Now, there is some good news about tattoos. Apparently, a group of researchers, this is very awesome, at Harvard Medical School and MIT have developed a smart tattoo ink that changes colors to signal changes in various biomarkers that will tell us if an athlete is dehydrated or if a diabetic's blood sugar rises. And the researchers paired biosensitive inks with traditional tattoo artistry as a way to overcome some of the limitations of biomedical monitoring devices that currently don't seem to really integrate with the body. Just ink is ink, etc. But they go, with these new technologies, this may be the next generation of wearables. You have a biosensor in your skin. This ink doesn't fade. They say it doesn't diffuse into surrounding tissue and will only change color according to your body's interstitial fluid. So your interstitial fluid is what your blood cells are in, and your they, you know, when you have blood cells, there has to be all this other fluid around it, and that could become interstitial fluid when it is exuded out of the blood vessel into the interstitial spaces. So, you know, let's say you guys get all bruised up and you start to swell. That's interstitial fluid in there. The bruised part may be blood, but just regular swelling without a bruise could be your interstitial fluid. So they say researchers developed a pair of inks that signify glucose concentration and sodium concentration. The first ink will change from green to brown as glucose concentration increases, while the second ink grows a more intense green color when viewed under the blue light if your salt or sodium increases. That could be a sign of dehydration. So what they did is they tested the inks on tattooed segments of pig skin, found the changes to work in response to certain biomarkers. So that could be pretty cool. So if all of a sudden your tattoo goes from green to brown, your sugar's low. Now, I wonder what they can do if the sugar gets too high. Sorry about that. That'll be interesting. But usually sugar's dropping and the acuity of sugar's dropping, because sugars go up a lot, and that could be very common. But for sugars dropping, that could be very, very dangerous, too. So they say researchers say a long-lasting tattoo could be used to monitor chronic conditions, or a temporary design could be used for shorter duration monitoring. So like, let's say I'm like, am I going through menopause yet? So I get a tattoo. If the tattoo turns from red to black, right, I know, or gray, then I'm like, yeah, I'm probably going through menopause. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Ryan wants to know why I haven't been predicting the football wins based on the injury report this year, and I was really hoping you guys wouldn't notice. There's a few reasons for that, all right? First of all, can I just give a shout-out to the Chiefs? For those of you who watched last night's game, oh, my gosh, what an ending. Especially for those of us that needed to cover the spread, needed to make, you know, have the Chiefs win over 7. If you guys didn't watch the game, basically what happened is the odds, if you just did a straight bet on the Chiefs, you weren't going to make a lot of money. But if you bet on, you know, them at least being over 7, 7 above when they win, you would do all right. And so they were basically tied with the Redskins. The Redskins had an amazing defense. It was a home game with the Chiefs. You know, they were talking about NFL ratings going down. We're going to talk about the NFL ratings going down in a second here. But the Chiefs in Kansas City, boy, were they, I mean, their stands were full, and these Chiefs fans were, it was like 11 o'clock at night past that when the game ended. And these people were loyal, and they were out there. And so I guess they were tied, Redskins and the Chiefs, then Chiefs got a field goal, and so they were going to win the game at 23-20. Of course, those of us that didn't cover the spread would have lost our money, and been, all right, well, at least Chiefs won, all right, and good for the Redskins, but, you know, we're like, all right. And then what happened is the Redskins took over the ball with 4 seconds left. So, okay, I'm like, it's over. I'm like, well, I'll just watch the last 4 seconds. And you guys really need to see the replay of the last 4 seconds. The Redskins fumble. They start, I guess, getting into a little trouble, right, by Kansas City defense. So they start tossing the ball back and forth to each other to the point where by the time the buzzer's up, it fumbles. A Chief picks it up and runs to the end zone. So the game ends 29-20, and I made my spread. We have a bunch of us did. And so we're like, what? We're like, dang! That was, like, really awesome. And, you know, I was wondering, I was like, look, somebody needs to yell at the coach going, look, you know, if you do make a touchdown, you got to go for 2 points because, you know, we need to cover the spread. You know, and apparently, I don't know if they really know, you know, what the sports books is allowing and what they're offering. You know, they just want to win the game, and they would have been just happy winning by 3. But the fact that they just did that last little touchdown helped us. A bunch of us won a little money, so that was very, very good. I used the NFL injury report to decide who I'm going to root for. And I abandoned it after game one. And I'm regretting it because my choices, I thought the Patriots were going to beat the Bills. Who did it? And I haven't been following the injury report like I'm supposed to. And so I think I'm going to go back. So I apologize because I know many of you guys, you know, have issues where, you know, you are waiting for me to make my, you know, picks for you all. And I apologize that I haven't done that. So I will get on that because I think I would be doing a lot better when it comes to that. But all right. So, okay. So what's been happening with the ratings? Well, Monday night ratings were down from what I understand. Sunday night football ratings dropped about 11%. There's been a lot of anxiety when it came to the, national anthem. Now, one thing that happened very interestingly on Sunday, and I believe it was during the, I think the 1 o'clock game, was that they weren't even going to televise the anthem. And so I got a media alert saying, Fox Sports, they're not going to televise the anthem. So even though I love to hear people sing the anthem, and I could just sit there and you know, hear that all the time, and, you know, this way, it didn't really make as much of a big deal or anxiety who was sitting out, who wasn't. And it sounds like less and less of the players are sitting out. They're more standing up and locking arms, etc. But, you know, ratings going down, NFL doesn't like that. And I think the American public, you know, people don't really want football, you know, getting involved with politics. Now, I think a lot of people go to football as an escape. And so if you know, the NFL handles this right, all right, and if the media handles it right, let, you know, people have freedom of speech. They could protest any way they want to. But, you know, when it comes to the national anthem and you having an American flag on your helmet, and somebody is singing the national anthem, and we're standing for the national anthem, not to honor our flag, but for the troops, if you do want to protest something, whether it's Donald Trump being president, or protest what Donald Trump said about the football players who kneeled, or protest what originally Kaepernick was protesting, police brutality, or whatever, you can do that. But you can do it before the game, after the game, do it in the middle of the game, just not during the national anthem. You want to take a knee, right, in the middle of the game. I mean, if you really want to make a protest, if you really want to hit us where it hurts, okay, and if you really want us to listen to you, while you're running to the end zone, stop and take a knee. What? Oh, no. The NFL will get mad. Fans will get mad. I think fans are mad now. Okay? So, just that's what I would suggest. We say goodbye to Tom Petty. Tom Petty, he was the lead in the 70s, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and you know, they were around in the 80s and 90s, etc., died yesterday at age 66. Tony Dimitrades, the band manager, announced the singer's death in a statement. He was found in cardiac arrest in the early hours of Monday morning at his home in Malibu, California. He was taken to UCLA Medical Center but could not be revived. He died at 11:40 p.m. Now, there was a lot of reports out earlier yesterday evening saying that he had died. He was taken off the ventilator, and he had passed. And then there had to be a lot of retractions and recanting. And so as of last night, 10, 11 o'clock Pacific time, we didn't know what was happening. But we found out that he did pass. His name was Thomas Earl Petty. And I guess he fell in love with music at a very, very early age. He had met Elvis Presley. Free Falling, you know, those kinds of songs. He was a real, real gifted artist. And he died of cardiac arrest. And people always kind of interchange cardiac arrest and heart attack. And it's different. Right? You know, you could survive a heart attack. It's a lot harder to survive cardiac arrest. So quickly, the difference is heart attack is where blood that is supplying the heart muscle ends up being impeded somehow. And so the heart muscle doesn't get the blood or the oxygen it needs. And so the heart muscle can start malfunctioning or stop working. Heart muscle that stops working can eventually put you into cardiac arrest. If the electricity that is supposed to go through the heart to get from the atria to the ventricles to pump the heart, if the electricity can't get to where it needs to go, and it can't make that muscle move, your heart stops and you will die. So heart attacks can put you at risk for cardiac arrest. But cardiac arrest can happen not entirely by a heart attack. Heart attacks we usually use when you have a clogged artery, or maybe you go through some severe vasospasm and you lose blood flow to a part of the muscle. Cardiac arrest is where your heart arrests. It stops. Maybe it's an electrical issue. Maybe it's an electrolyte issue. Maybe you have too much potassium or not enough potassium. Your heart goes into an abnormal rhythm, and then for some reason the rhythm stops. You could have a injury when you're playing sports, like an injury to the chest. Not like what Montgomery just had this last weekend, but where, you know, somebody hits your chest between action potentials of the electricity such that your heart doesn't re-pick up that electricity and the beat. And so the most common cause of cardiac arrest is a heart attack. But there is a difference with that. May Tom Petty rest in peace. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Kelly.
Back pain. Maine doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.